Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Strappolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. Snap announced it will roll out Snapchat Cameos on December 18th, allowing users to insert a face into an animated GIF-type video. Cameos work by taking a selfie to teach Snapchat what you look like, then choosing either a female or male body type. This can be inserted into 150 short looping video clips and includes changing facial expressions and other movements to blend into the video. Users can opt into multi-person cameos, and Snapchat plans to release new video loops weekly. Cameos is currently in testing in some international markets. Uber released a report listing all sexual assaults, homicides, and fatal accidents associated with its rides in the U.S. in 2017 and 2018. Of the 2.3 billion rides in that two-year period, the company says there were 19 fatal physical assaults, 5,951 sexual assaults, 45% of which were committed by the rider, and 58 fatal crashes. 0.0003% of rides ended in a critical safety incident. The report is an effort for transparency, and the data will be used to improve security measures. Uber announced it will share the names of deactivated drivers with other ride-hailing companies to make them aware of past incidents. Uber will also make sexual assault and misconduct training mandatory for all U.S. drivers. The trial to stop T-Mobile buying Sprint began Monday, led by New York and California state attorneys general. The attorneys say a plan to combine the number 3 and number 4 wireless carriers would raise prices, especially for users of prepaid plans. The companies argue that a stronger combined company will result from the proposed $26.5 billion takeover and will push down prices for consumers. Facebook sent a letter to U.S. Attorney General William Barr, U.K. Home Secretary Priti Patel, and Australian Minister of Home Affairs Peter Dutton, and former U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McClellan, that it will not weaken end-to-end encryption across its messaging apps. The letter is in response to a letter by Barr sent to the company back in October, which raised concern that Facebook's end-to-end encryption in its WhatsApp and Messenger apps would prevent law enforcement agencies from finding illegal activity such as child sexual exploitation, terrorism, and election meddling. The US, UK, and Australian governments have asked that Facebook design a backdoor in its encryption protocols or otherwise let law enforcement gain access to user content. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey announced the company will fund an independent project called Blue Sky to develop an open and decentralized standard for social media. He credited Stephen Wolfram and TechDirt's Mike Masnick for the inspiration. Dorsey says Twitter's only direction for the project will be to either find a decentralized standard to help move forward or create one from scratch. Twitter would become a client of that Blue Sky standard once established. Dorsey says it would let Twitter focus on recommendation algorithms that promote healthy conversation and force them to be more innovative. He says current centralized approaches don't scale. Google released Android 10 for Android TV with mostly security and performance improvements. At the same time, Google released the ADT3 HDMI 2.1 dongle for developers. It's a full Android TV platform with a quad-core ARM Cortex A53 CPU, 2 GB of DDR3 memory, and outputs 4K HDR content at 60 frames per second. The device might be used in white-label devices for TV services or provide a platform for a new Google-made Android TV device in 2020. ByteDance is launching a new music app called Rezo, separate from Douyin and TikTok. Rezo has been installed 27,000 times through the end of November, according to Sensor Tower. Rezo, being tested in India and Indonesia, shows lyrics in real time while it plays music and lets users comment on songs. Users can also make GIFs and videos with that music. Users who pay 119 rupees can download songs for offline play and listen ad-free. Rezo has made deals with T-Series and Times Musics in India, but not yet the big three, Warner, Universal, and Sony, in the US. Google announced it began rolling out changes in how it will present news results in search. News results will now show as a carousel at the very top of results. For searches with multiple stories under the same subject, Google will display multiple carousels organized by story, with Google claiming results surfacing more high-quality and diverse coverage rather than just the most recent. Cards in those carousels will now feature notable quotes from the pieces. News will be grouped into stories using machine learning, with Google highlighting new bidirectional encoder representations from Transformers or BERT models to examine related stories and determine where stories begin and end. The redesign is rolling out to English speakers in the US, with more languages and countries to follow. The online brokerage Robinhood began rolling out availability for its cash management service to selected users. The service moves money customers don't have invested in stocks to a separate account with a 1.8% interest rate, also has available debit cards and FDIC coverage on deposits. The service was originally announced last year as a checking and savings service, but was retooled after receiving criticism from the Securities Investor Protection Corporation for not partnering with existing banks or offering traditional bank consumer protections. Robinhood originally applied for a national banking charter to launch cash management as a checking account, but withdrew the application last month. And finally, at the Game Awards, Microsoft revealed its next-generation console will be called the Xbox Series X. It also showed off the exterior design for the first time and demoed a trailer for Hellblade 2. The design is a PC-inspired black rectangular prism with a slot-loading disk drive, able to be placed either vertically or horizontally. According to Xbox chief Phil Spencer, the Xbox Series X will offer 4 times the processing power of the Xbox One X and offer 12 teraflops of GPU performance, with support for 8K gaming, frame rates up to 120 frames per second in some games, ray tracing, and variable refresh rates. The console also features auto low latency mode and dynamic latency input to increase responsiveness and allow for better game streaming performance. Microsoft also revealed the new Xbox wireless controller, which features a slightly smaller design than the last generation and includes a share button for clips and screenshots. The controller will work with existing Xbox One consoles and Windows 10 PCs as well. The Xbox Series X is slated for a holiday 2020 release. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.